This beautiful cottage, built around 1842 in the Gothic Revival style, was used as a summer retreat by President Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. In one of its rooms, Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, effectively ending slavery in the United States. Preserving this piece of history is important, so a small team from Ithaca College in New York spent about 2 weeks in the cottage with a laser camera scanning everything from walls and doors to roof and chimneys. Project leader Michael Rogers, a physics professor, says the camera replaces a whole team of conservators.
What we do is scan from inside each room from two places so that we get full coverage of the room. And then from outside, we'll scan from, with this building, we'll probably do about 12 different positions around the house.
Roger says no matter where the camera stands, all scanned points take the same position in the coordinate system established for the building. Software calculates those positions and creates a so-called point cloud, a 3D picture of the building made of millions of points about 5 millimeters apart. The picture can be observed from any direction, inside or outside. This enables the researchers to zoom in and take precise measurements. Lincoln's cottage preservation manager, Jeffrey Larry, says this is a great way to undertake preservation projects.
We could go into a certain room and pick out any sort of architectural feature and then have a record of the changes of that feature or the history of that feature, whatever it may be.
The project is funded by Ithaca College. Roger says he and his team are still learning what can be done with a $95,000 camera.
So for me, what's really interesting about the project with where we are now is learning more about how to use the scanner on a facility like this, how do we do it efficiently, how do we move through the building, how do we make sure that we scan all the spaces that need to be scanned.
Roger says members of his team are eager to find out what kind of data they will be able to extrapolate from such a detailed scan. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.